Hello, and welcome to the Mobile User Acquisition Show, a podcast to help you unlock tremendous growth for your app. My name is Shamant Rao. I'm the CEO of the boutique growth marketing firm Rocketship HQ and host of the podcast Mobile User Acquisition Show. In each episode, we feature experts in the field of mobile growth and discuss strategies, tips, and pointers from the leading edge of mobile growth marketing. By the end of each episode, you will have gained actionable and tactical insights that will help you make more informed decisions in your own work around growth. The Mobile User Acquisition Show is produced by Merrill Vincent, Content Marketing Manager at Rocketship HQ.
In today's episode, we have a guest host, Virendra Shekhawat, the Senior Mobile Marketing Manager at Rocketship HQ. Virendra has managed tens of millions in ad spend while also leading the implementation of media mix modeling and Google Data Studio dashboards to enhance the quality of insights that we provide on the portfolio that we manage. In today's episode, Virendra walks us through strategies for a very unique and interesting channel, Unity Ads. He walks us through what's interesting, what's unique, and the strategies that are effective in optimizing and improving performance on Unity Ads. If you're curious about diversifying from social channels, I highly recommend this episode.
Hi guys, in today's episode, we will dive into the world of Unity Ads and explore how you can maximize your mobile app advertising campaigns. Unity Ads has become a key mobile ad platform for advertising mobile apps as it reaches a wide audience of mobile gamers. With its integration in the Unity game engine, Unity Ads has made it easy for game developers to monetize their apps by displaying ads within the games. However, to get the most out of your campaigns, you need to understand how it works and how to optimize your ads for maximum performance, which is what we'll dive into today. We will also explore how to optimize these campaigns and cover eligibility criteria for running ROAS and retention campaign goals. So first, how Unity Ad works. Unity Ads offers a range of ad formats that allow game developers to monetize their apps by displaying ads within their games. It allows targeting specific demographics and regions, making it easier for game developers to reach their desired audience. It uses probabilistic matching on iOS, using device signals to attribute, optimize, and report on performance, which can often lead to perform well on iOS, particularly for games. Unity Ads offers various types of campaigns to promote your app or game. Install campaigns, creative testing, ROAS campaigns, and retention campaigns are some of the primary campaigns available. Let's start one by one. Install campaigns. These campaigns are designed to drive app installs. You can target users based on demographics, interests, and behaviors, as well as specific countries or regions. These typically are learning campaigns and tend not to have great ROAS. Then we have creative testing, which is currently in beta. This type of campaign allows you to test different ad creatives to see which one performs best. You can use this campaign to test different ad formats, images, and messaging and optimize your ads for maximum performance. Creative packs being tested in a creative test campaign will be explored with equal opportunity in the same audience within the same time frame. Then we have ROAS campaigns. These campaigns are designed to maximize the return on your ad spend. You set a specific target ROAS, and Unity Ads uses machine learning to optimize your campaigns to achieve that goal. And then we have retention campaigns. These campaigns are designed with the goal to acquire users who are more likely to use your app for 7 or more days. ROAS and retention campaigns are not available for all advertisers, and these need to be unlocked. Understanding the eligibility criteria for ROAS and retention campaigns is crucial when planning your Unity Ads strategy. Specific requirements must be met to optimize your campaigns for success. If you are planning to run ROAS or retention campaign goals on Unity Ads, do note that you can start with install campaigns right away, but it's important to understand the eligibility criteria for retention or ROAS campaigns. This will help ensure that your campaigns are optimized for success and that you are getting the most out of your ad spend. There are specific requirements that you need to comply with, depending on whether you are passing data through a Unity SDK or through your MMP, that is Mobile Measurement Partner. Now let's take a closer look at these requirements. If you are passing data through a Unity SDK, in order to run retention campaigns in a specific geo, you will need to have a minimum of 10 retained users in that geo over the 30-day cohorts. It's also important to note that this is counted over all installs and not just Unity attributed installs. Only users making in-app purchases through the platform provider's store are considered paying users. Whereas for IAP ROAS campaigns in a specific geo, you will need to have a minimum of 10 paying users over the 30-day cohorts. Similar to retention campaigns, this is counted over all installs and not just Unity attributed installs. However, if you are passing your data through MMP post packs, there are different eligibility criteria. To run retention campaigns in a specific geo, you need to have a minimum of 100 Unity attributed installs in that geo over the 30-day cohort. Additionally, the D7 retention rate over the 30-day cohort needs to be at least 1%. For IAP ROAS campaigns in a specific geo, you need to have a minimum of 10 paying users in that geo over the 30-day cohort. This is counted over Unity attributed installs. And then we have ad revenue ROAS campaigns. In order to unlock that, we need to have a minimum of 200 Unity attributed installs in a specific geo over the fully mature D7 cohort. The cohort must also have generated some ad revenue past the Unity via the MMP, but it can include users who have not generated ad revenue. Going forward, creating effective ad creators is essential for the success of mobile ad campaigns. Understanding what type of ad content resonates with your target audience is crucial for optimizing your ads for maximum performance. Let's go through some of the key insights into the elements that work and those that don't in ad creatives. First, actual gameplay is key. One of the most important findings is that ad creators that showcase actual gameplay tend to perform better than any other type of content. This is because users are able to see what the game looks like and get a sense of what it would be like to play. This type of creator is particularly effective when targeting gamers, as they are more likely to be interested in seeing actual gameplay footage. Next, voiceover is more effective than on-screen text. This is another insight which says that voiceover tends to perform better than on-screen text for instructions. This is most likely because users are most likely to pay attention to audio than they are to the written text. Including voiceover instructions can help ensure that users understand how to play the game and what the objectives are. Next, incentivize real money do not work. While it may seem like offering users the chance to win real money would be a surefire way to get their attention, it turns out that the incentivized cash outs are not very effective. Users are often skeptical of these type of offers and may not trust that they will actually receive the money if they win. Instead, what we would recommend is focus on offering incentives like in-game currency or other virtual rewards. And last but not the least, show gameplay of losing or failing at the game. This is another surprising finding, which says that ad creatives that show gameplay of the player losing or failing at the game tend to be more effective than those which only show successful gameplay. This is most likely because it makes the game seem more challenging and rewarding to play. By showing that the game is not easy to win, users may be more interested in trying it out for themselves. Creating effective ad creatives and optimizing source apps are vital components of running successful ad campaigns on Unity. Unity Ads offers valuable features that allow you to optimize your ad creatives and improve the overall performance of your campaigns. By tracking the performance of your creatives and identifying underperforming source apps, you can ensure that your ad spend is utilized effectively. Creating effective ad creatives is a crucial aspect of running successful ad campaigns. Unity Ads offers various features to optimize ad creatives and improve campaign performance. While testing different creatives, it is crucial to track their performance and exclude low-performing creatives from your campaigns. This approach will ensure that you are not wasting ad spend on underperforming ads. Unity Ads provides various metrics such as cost per install, click-through rate, conversion rate to help you evaluate the performance of your ad creatives. For example, suppose you find that certain ad creatives have a higher CPI or low ROAS than others. In that case, you can exclude that from your campaigns as part of your optimizations to improve the performance. This approach will help you save money while still running effective ad campaigns. Similarly, while running ad campaigns, it is important to keep an eye on the performance of your source apps. A source app is an app that generates the ad impression that leads to a user clicking and installing your promoted app. To get the most out of your campaigns, you need to identify underperforming source apps and exclude them from your campaigns. This can be done by adding them to the campaign block list feature, which will ensure that your ads are not showing to these sources. By doing so, you can conserve your ad spend and focus on displaying ads to the top performing source apps. It is also important to note that optimizing source apps requires patience and data-driven decision making. In general, optimize source apps once each source app hits more than 30 or 50 installs. This approach ensures that decisions are not made hastily and that enough data is connected to make informed decisions on how to optimize your campaigns for maximum performance. To maximize the effectiveness of your ad campaigns on Unity, it's important to ensure that your ads reach the right audience and drive maximum engagement and conversions. One effective way to achieve this is by targeting your ads to specific categories. This can be done by working with Unity Ads representatives to target specific categories for your ad campaigns and get relevant source apps to add to the allow list. Unity Ads offer heat maps separated by game genres, which can help you identify which categories are most popular among your target audience. By using these heat maps, you can make more informed decisions about where to place your ads to ensure maximum impact on your ad spend. Let's take an example. Suppose if you have a hyper-casual gaming app, you can use the heat map to identify the most popular genres among your target audience and target your ads on those specific genres such as role-playing and other hyper-casual games. This can help drive maximum click-through rates and conversions of your ad campaigns. Working with Unity Ads representative to target specific categories can also help ensure that your ads are displayed on relevant apps, which can further improve engagement and conversions. By adding relevant source ads to the love list, you can also target your ads to specific categories and ensure that they are displayed on relevant tabs that are popular among your target audience. To do that, you can work with your Unity ad representative to target specific categories, get relevant source apps, and allow them to the allow list feature. To make the most of Unity ads and achieve your marketing goals effectively, understanding how to optimize your campaigns is crucial. By focusing on creative optimizations, you can track and exclude low-performing ad creatives, saving your ad spend and improving campaign performance. Additionally, optimizing your source apps by identifying and excluding underperforming sources allows you to concentrate on displaying ads to top-performing apps, resulting in more effective engagement and conversions. By leveraging the features and insights offered by Unity Ads, you can target specific categories, use heat maps, and work with Unity Ads representatives to ensure your ads reach the right audience. With these optimization strategies in place, you can maximize the performance of your ad campaigns and effectively advertise your mobile app to a vast audience of mobile gamers. That's all for today. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Mobile User Acquisition Show. If any of this was helpful or instructive, I would love for you to leave us a review or rating on iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. This podcast takes a ton of time, effort, and love to produce, and I deeply value every review and every piece of feedback that you share.